This drone looks like an oversized remote control model airplane. It has a 9-foot wingspan and can fly for about 2 hours on battery power. Carol Bernthal is the superintendent at the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary. She says the drone offers a cheaper, less intrusive way to take high-def video and still pictures of offshore seabird colonies.
That has lower noise than a traditional aircraft, which is what we typically use for surveying seabird colonies, because you don't obviously want to disturb the animals when you're doing the survey because we're trying to do counts.
Bernthal says the flying camera will also survey coastal waters for trash, including possible fresh waves of Japanese tsunami debris. She promises the drone will be used for science missions only.
We're not spying on anybody. We're not using it for enforcement purposes.
Bernthal says her agency reached out in advance to the Quinault and Quileute Indian tribes. Those are the main population centers on the thinly settled stretch of coast. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.